Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting. Purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, everybody, it's Crab Diving Thursday, hurtling at you through the internet-isphere to your ear holes from Los Angeles, California, for the next couple hours, 2.02 p.m. Pacific time, 5.02 on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, it's a rerun. Thank you either way for allowing us into your ear space. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Through your ear holes, directly to your sky god.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
From Florida, your multiple journeys yesterday.
My God.
Seem to have succeeded. You made it back.
People are just, this is what you learn when you travel. People suck. People just fucking suck. I mean.
Not great people watching.
No.
They're great too.
No,
watch
great
from afar.
People watching. No, yeah. Not to be like hundreds of miles in the air or how many miles? How many miles are you in the air when you actually fly?
A couple.
Oh, just a couple?
Three.
Oh, God.
30,000 feet?
Seems so high up.
Five point something miles?
God, my leg from Orlando into Denver was so fucking bumpy. And there was I've never seen a family more white trash on a plane. I mean, you're right. They must have been at Disney World, right? And then traveling back home to Denver.
Could be, yeah. Unless they're going on a weed excursion to Colorado, maybe.
They had like this family, this couple. It was one woman, she was enormous, and her husband, of course, was fucking enormous. And they had, I think, four kids, and the problem son was named Jaeger.
Oh, God.
What do you think the kid would...
Jaeger. Now, that's how he was conceived.
Okay, so you think it's that. It's not after the test pilot.
Test pilot.
I don't know. I was seriously thinking that. It's like, am I you know? Right.
Chuck Jaeger, right? That was that the one?
Yeah.
Test pilot. The
right stuff. Right. I don't know. I just thought maybe. But
he's named after the 4th century philosopher, Gustav Jaeger.
You know, they had a little leash on him, too. They had a leash on him in the terminal.
The kid.
In the terminal. And I looked at that kid. I was like, fuck me, man. I know I'm sitting next to that guy. And then the dude at the United desk called my name, and I was like, holy shit, maybe they found some shit in my bag or something. I don't know.
What were you taking?
Big giant dildo. The other guy called me over there, and I was like, hey, what's up? And they're like, listen, we moved you. You're still at a window, but we moved you to another seat to make room for a family that wanted to sit together. And I was like, oh, okay. And I thought, oh, thank Christ. That means I'm probably not sitting by these fucking assholes. The flight was totally full, by the way. Well,
but you were stuck in a middle aisle
on the last
middle seat. A different leg.
And fuck one of those guys that I had to share an armrest with. You can suck a fucking dick. You're in your shitty iPhone video game or iPad video game where you have to kind of, you know those first person shooter games where you have to like move the iPad around.
Oh, you have to tilt the actual iPad.
The guy kept tilting the iPad and bumping me with his fucking elbow every 3 seconds. And he was one of these assholes. He had a guitar, and he was up the flight attendant's ass every 3 seconds to make sure nobody put anything on his fucking guitar in the overhead bin. And I was like, oh my God, stop with your elbows.
Why don't you check your guitar?
No, I don't. I mean, you wouldn't do that. Yeah. I mean, if that's your deal. I mean, these fucking
kids. That's a pretty significant item to put up in to carry as a carry-on, though. Isn't it kind of big? I thought they're trying to restrict the size of whatever.
Ugh.
I mean, they should restrict the size of the fucking people, but they restrict the size of...
Oh, they really should.
the.
I mean, I had to check my fucking carry-on on the flight with Jaeger and his fucking family. They were able to bring all their kids and all their bullshit on the plane, but I had to check my bag.
Jaeger.
It
just kills me, that name. Jaeger.
Oh, that kid was a fucking asshole. He was dressed in a Spider-Man outfit, and he kept climbing back and forth over the fucking seat. Oh, yes.
Don't blame the kid. The parents are assholes.
No, fuck Jaeger. Jaeger. Everyone was an asshole. I don't give a shit. Listen. And then, but the thing is, man, if you have to tell... The mom kept yelling at her kid in the terminal, if you don't behave, we're leaving you. We're leaving you. We're leaving you. Like, what the fuck is that? You can't do that.
Wonderful parenting, yeah.
I mean, what if he calls you on that threat?
They're like, going to throw you in the stall and some guy's going to butt fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to, like, bitch, they'll throw you in jail for that. You just, I don't think, no matter how much of an asshole your kid is, I don't think you're allowed to just leave him. In the terminal. Oh, God, they were horrible.
Yeah, I don't. And flying is such a miserable experience. And what, you know, they got to squeeze every fucking shekel out of you. So they cram every square inch. They cram humanity into every square inch.
Not humanity.
And it's miserable.
Not humanity. There's nothing humane about the people I traveled with on that. It is the fucking death rockets I had to step aboard.
The death rockets.
Fucking I. It's the worst.
How were the flights? Were they
horrible? Just insanely bumpy, shitty. It started out really good from Pensacola. Nobody gives a shit. But Florida was great. And then flying into Colorado, it's all the snow and the goddamn winter shit. I flew from Pensacola to Orlando to Denver to LAX.
That's crazy.
And then listen to this. I got in LAX at 5 o'clock p.m. And if anyone listening is from here, that is an unreasonable time to have anyone pick you up at the fucking airport. It's the worst. LAX is the worst, shittiest airport on the fucking planet.
Yeah, I checked I checked the traffic like right when you texted me that you had landed, and it said it would have taken me an hour and 37 minutes to get there.
That's funny.
To get there.
It took me an hour and a half to get home, but right. I took a shuttle after I had four flights connecting.
Yeah, I'm going to get mad again because the shuttle part of that is what Brent and I yesterday. By the way, go to crabdiving.com to listen to yesterday's episode.
Oh, yes.
It's also on Stitcher. It's on iTunes.
Yay.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving. Give us a holler on the Skype machine.
Oh, shit.
Or on the telephone machine.
Oh, God.
Skype is Crab Diving. It's just the name of our show. And we're also, the phone number is 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. Give us a call if you like, if it makes your little floofy thing Twitter.
Floofy?
Yeah.
Are you a doctor? Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to say that if you drop your pants, male or female. A doctor's not allowed to say, ooh, what's going on with the floofy thing there?
What's up with that floofy thing?
You so fucked up. But I took it. No, but listen, this is a transit thing, and I think this is relevant to our lib fucking commie. Hippie pinko politics on you. I mean, shouldn't there be reasonable transit in every city in this goddamn country?
Well,
shouldn't that be, you know?
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
And you know, we've learned that the deal here in Los Angeles, right, was the fucking car companies, the big evil car companies who were like, oh, we have a chance to... This is the American dream, man. We can, you know, everybody owns a car. Beautiful roads. Get rid of those fucking streetcars. Get rid of those trains. Get rid of that subway bullshit.
You. And what's different about that? Like, what would be different about FedEx deciding to torch all the mailboxes?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it really sucks. I mean, they ripped it all up. I got off the plane. Shitty LAX. I got on something called the G shuttle, which it's like
hard to find.
Yeah, oh yeah. I tell you, it is.
You got to keep searching.
So it's hard to get on board.
Yeah,
you know, and it's totally free, but it took about 15 minutes to get to the train, which
it's infuriating.
Which is that's horrible, right? It's 15 minutes.
But that's still ridiculous. Why the second largest city?
In the world.
In this ridiculous nation.
Yeah.
America. The fucking train doesn't go into the terminal at one of the busiest airports in this fucking nation.
It really should.
Is un-be-fucking-leavable. And like Brent was saying yesterday, you know,
the privilege snatches of Beverly Hills. It sounds like a video. Sounds like a reality show. I'm on the privilege snatches of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
But they're fighting the expansion of a subway
right.
to the west side because it goes under them. They don't want they don't want to stop. They don't want the brown people having an exit point between them and the beach.
Let me tell you something.
They're terrified.
At the end of the day, you're another day older. Da 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 da. We're gonna cut off your fucking head. Really? I mean, they better.
It's time for pitchforks and torches. You're saying
a lot of resistance. Yeah, fuck them in there. I don't want the train out there. Nobody takes a train here anyway. Relax. Then I got on the Green Line. Oh my god, that. I took the Green Line to the Blue Line to the Red Line and got home.
Jesus Christ.
It's so long. And let me tell you something. I don't know if you've been on the Green Line or the Blue Line.
I haven't. I've only been on the red and purple,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, by the one up in the valley, Orange Line. For those of you not in Los Angeles, we're in the hashtag I don't give a fuck section.
Well, I mean, no, this is a relevant transit talk. Right. You know, and by the way, the Orange Line is essentially a bus. It's not really a train.
Really?
It's a bus.
Oh, I thought
it's a bus that runs along its own private lane.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah.
I mean, if it doesn't get stuck, my whole thing is if it gets stuck in traffic, like people are like, well, there's buses everywhere. They get stuck in the fucking shitty, horrible traffic here in Los Angeles. So what's the point?
God.
If you have a train that goes under all that bullshit, that's kind of the whole fucking point.
Right. I tell you, man, that Green Line and Blue Line from LAX to here, those are some pretty poor fucking neighborhoods, and we really need to redistribute the wealth. There are some poor fucking people in this city. It's insane. I was just thinking about it. I mean, you know, they aren't that far from the Hollywood Hills and everybody's fucking infinity pools. I mean, there are people down there living, like, on minimum wage. It's fucked up.
Not living.
Not living on minimum wage.
It really is going to take... I think, like John McCain, in one of those rare moments of clarity, said, you know, he was against this Citibank thing that went into that cromnibus, that horrible, giant barbed cock that got shoved up our rectums. And
aren't cats penises? Aren't they barbed?
I think they may be.
Or is it ducks? No, ducks. They have a
a corkscrew, right?
Yeah, they have a dentata corkscrew vagina. It's very painful for sex. Both parties involved.
But great if you have a wine emergency.
Oh yeah. Are you telling me you can?
You just tell the duck, hey, go fuck the top of that bottle for us.
Is that how you're going to survive as a doomsday prepper?
That's right.
You're going to pop your wine bottle open?
I did, by the way. For those that have been following the show, Ryan was in Florida watching a lot of some show called The Doomsday Preppers.
Some show? That's amazing.
I finally partook last night, watched a little bit.
It's insane.
One. These people are batshit crazy. They're really crazy. And the part at the end of each segment when they get their little eval is what the funniest thing is. It's all they do is they follow these people around and they show, you know, 15 minutes of how batshit crazy they are and what they do, why they're crazy.
I know.
And then they just stare at the screen and somebody off camera tells them what their score is.
Right.
And they react. And they're always pissed.
It's always never the same reaction. Well, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Spend some time in my shoes.
Yeah. Who are these people evaluating us?
It really is that. But this is the funniest thing about that show. It's like, I'm worried about a polar shift. And then the very next scene is always, that's why I'm stockpiling shitloads of guns.
Right.
What are you going to do? Shoot the polar caps from
we watched last night?
Solar flare.
There's so much wrong. First of all, these idiots are just procreating too much.
I know.
These people that were on last night.
Do you think
seven
they vote?
Kids?
Do they vote?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh no.
Seven kids and the, you know, God everywhere. And each one of them he's taken out into the woods and like put him in ghillie suits. He put his children in ghillie suits. They looked like the Swamp Thing.
Right.
Walking around the
ghillie
woods.
Ghillie suit's a little camouflage outfit that if you're a sniper.
Right. If you play Call of Duty, you know exactly what a ghillie suit is.
Hello, nerds.
And he's they're preparing for the inevitable onslaught. What was his? Was it economic breakdown?
No. You know what his was? Inflation. Inflation.
Runaway inflation.
I'm worried about inflation. Quick, let's buy a shitload of guns and bullets. Let me teach. Right. They taught their 9-year-old. No. Their 13-year-old daughter. Do you think in a gun battle, do you think she'd shoot you to death, that kid?
Oh, yeah.
She's a good shot.
A fuckload more training than me.
Maybe. Why would you want to raise a 13-year-old to be like to be proficient with a gun? They'll have like a good headshot or whatever you call that.
And to be terrified every minute of the day if you hear a twig snap out in the woods,
right?
That you think it's the commies coming for you, or worse, the Negroes.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, I know it's a shocker. I've only seen I've watched so many of those episodes. You know how many people of color that I've seen they've had on that show that are doomsday preppers?
Wait, let me guess. The same amount. There was a report the other day that came out of the demographics of Fox News watchers.
Well, that's.
But go ahead. Tell how many doomsday preppers are
one,
less than the cream color of the walls here in crab diving?
They found one black guy that would be on the show, I feel. Honestly, they did. They found one guy. He was a fireman, and he was afraid of a super volcano. And
come
so
on.
He lived in this tiny little apartment.
He's an actor. Are you sure it wasn't some actor?
Listen, he was
bullshitting them.
He said the reason he isn't prepping, the reason why firearms aren't a part of his prep is because they're outlawed in New York. So he trained himself to be proficient with like the sumo wrestler. Well, not sumo. What's a samurai sword or some shit? Some big katana blade.
It's a big difference. One's a big fat guy. One's
What an understanding of Asian culture I have. But whatever. Some big fucking knife. He's like, I'm proficient in throwing stars and knives and shit. I watched the Doomsday Prepper with this guy with I watched the Doomsday Prepper episode. We gotta find the one where they build a catapult.
Oh, come on.
They build a catapult.
What?
Listen, the brown people might come to where they are.
To off the hordes?
I've seen one black person, one person of color on the show. I've watched just about 20 episodes, and they have 3 segments each.
Catapults.
That is 60 preppers. One in 60 doomsday preppers are people of color.
Catapults take a while to reload.
Oh, dude.
And unless they had... They have like a castle with a moat.
I'm ruining it. I'm totally ruining it. I'm going to ruin this for you, but...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. They have to
Doomsday
load...
Preppers 17 or
to
whatever.
To make this fucking catapult work, they got to load like 800 pounds of fucking cinder blocks into this thing. And they finally do it, and they launch the catapult.
Oh, God.
And it goes... They have like this whole... These gigantic metal shards and like
rebar.
How
do they test it? Do they get...
They actually...
Brown rabbits?
Nah, they made a guy out of wood with a pumpkin head or some shit or something. You know? So they... But they fire off this catapult, and I swear to God, it goes like 10 feet.
How was their score?
And they... Not good. And they spent all this time like... Dude, they loaded like 800 pounds of cinder blocks into the counterweight thing. It was the funniest thing of ever.
What were they launching?
Seen. You know the best one?
What was flying through the air?
Like cement, sharp things, random bullshit that would hurt if it landed on your head.
Well, the morons we saw last night did some weird Vietnam kind of fucking thing where they had a log with nails in it.
No, they did that in the Ewoks.
And it swung out of... Right.
Star Trek 4.
And it swung out of the
3.
The sky when you trip a wire, and they demonstrated it on a watermelon. I think it's racist.
Well, no, not those kids. Those little slacker shithead kids. No, maybe. You're right. Oh, it is Doomsday. I think it's a racist show. I mean, I've seen 60 segments.
It's
probably. There's nothing but white people. And maybe there's only white preppers. Maybe it's a white thing. How about the, you know, the best thing, though? The one we watched last night where they, the trap for the squirrel.
Oh, God. The only way the squirrel's going to get caught if it's really depressed and wants to hang itself. It was like this noose hanging next to a tree.
Why would the squirrel randomly put his neck through that? Because it's like this little, right? How's it work? It's like there's this little wire noose, and it's waiting for the squirrel to stick its head through the noose. And then when it does, the noose, somehow it grabs a neck and then flings a squirrel around so it snaps him his neck bone or some shit.
I guess. He falls off.
Well, they cut him.
He freaks out because there's a wire around his neck suddenly that he has to walk perfectly into, by the way.
Oh, that's how I catch sharks in the ocean. I just throw like one of those.
And then when he flips out, he falls off of the log because, you know, squirrels aren't agile at all. They fall all the time.
Yeah.
And
they can walk up a fucking wall.
And I mean, you're asking a lot of
some of them can fucking fly.
They caught one though. They caught a rabbit on that thing. No, and like, I really think
I call bullshit.
I think they sent a PA to like a pet shop.
I was gonna say they sent some guy to PetSmart. They're like, get a bunny.
There's no way.
We gotta go home. It was in Alabama. They were like, those producers were like, I'm getting this crew out of Alabama right fucking now. Go to PetSmart, buy a rabbit, bring it back. You've done it before.
Right.
They probably have to do it every episode. The best doomsday prepper, I'm totally ruining this for you. We're making the whole show about this. This guy is out and he's all about guns and teaching his kids how to fire guns safely. And so they have him out in the middle of the desert doing some target practice bullshit.
God.
And he fucking nearly shoots his own thumb off. And then is the best.
Or the dad
who was way into it. This is the best. The film crew's, what is it, the paramedic, has saved the guy's thumb.
Oh, he would have a film crew guy. I get it. I'm like,
boy, you're the worst prepper. You had to have someone.
You have to have a Hollywood crew following you around.
These people are from Los Angeles, and they saved you, you gigantic pussy. The film crew.
Oh, they're local. They're not sending a crew out.
No, but the crew is the one that arranged for the paramedic, so. I'm just saying,
right?
That guy looks so fucking stupid, and you know what? They're so dumb. They didn't. The right message would have been, okay, maybe we should relax with the guns. I almost shot my thumb off. It could have been my kid's thumb, you know. But instead, these guys like, well, I hope this teaches my kids to never give up and to keep on trying. Like, wrong message. Yeah.
That's not the message you want your kids to have.
Who knows? I mean, God.
Growing up terrified.
God, could you imagine? Growing up, my dad is afraid of a polar shift. Explain that to me. I don't even understand it.
One of the segments was a guy and his 18-year-old kid who is now drinking the Kool-Aid. And we're going to be a man. And he learned how to pour a bullet, how to melt lead and pour a bullet. Here's a bullet we're going to make. This is what we're going to use against all the
Alabama.
The hordes, yeah.
That term rolls off that guy's tongue. I mean, like, all the time.
I do have a feeling. It's probably.
He definitely don't have to put a nickel in the swear jar every time he says that. He couldn't afford it.
Right. Welcome back. It's good to have you back here.
Well, thank you.
Live and inhuman type person.
Yeah.
Tweet us if you like at Crab Diving. Give us a call, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
That's right.
Speaking of libs, there's all kinds of shit going on. We might as well, let's just do the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
She could have been vice president. It's just every time we play this clip or every time we play the clip of George Bush saying, you too could be C students. You too could be president of the United States. It just makes me.
You think Sarah Palin would be a better doomsday prepper or leader of the free world?
Neither.
I don't know.
Yeah, they should do the Palin version. I wonder do you think the Palins are prepped?
No. My brother lives up there, and no one likes those people. They're assholes if they're locals. No one likes them. And he told me that all that on the Palin, what was her reality show she had? We're like living in Alaska, some bullshit. That showed her fishing and everything.
Yeah.
My brother's like, man, that's all bullshit. She didn't know how to do any of that shit. She didn't know how to fucking fish.
Caribou Barbie.
Yeah, really.
We can try to dumb it down first, and let's end up on a higher, slightly more intellectual note. So let's go to the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello,
Matt Drudge.
Yeah,
the elusive Matt Drudge.
No, oh, yes.
You never see him. You never hear from him.
I mean, in the way the Drudge Report's been reading lately, you'd think maybe he's on hiatus.
Yeah, maybe he's gone like Howard Hughes.
He doesn't give a shit anymore. I get it. He made a shitload of money off that site, right?
True. Thanks to Bill Clinton for blowing that load on that dress. Yeah.
If I was Matt Drudge, I wouldn't care. I was like, who wants to run this? I'm leaving. I'm not looking at computers anymore because I don't have to.
I'm going
to
be on a beach somewhere.
I would love to be. If you were rich enough and somebody said, you don't have to look at a computer again.
Oh, yeah. Are you fucking wonderful. Kidding me? I'd be in Europe.
I would be like, you know how I'd be like Ariana Grande? I'd be like, carry me.
Oh, God. So gross.
I got to be carried.
So the headline of the Drudge Report, let me translate it. It says, IRS warns of shutdown and tax refund delays. Did you ever heard about this? I didn't know about this.
Oh, shit.
The Internal Revenue Service, a wonderful, benevolent association that is considering a temporary shutdown due to recent budget cuts enacted by Congress.
Ooh, shit.
The GOP-dominated Congress.
What would happen if some of the budget cuts included lopping some off the top of their fucking salaries?
Oh, they just gave themselves a raise.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're getting a raise. The next Congress is getting a raise.
I hope everyone that voted on their own raise, I hope they also voted to increase the minimum wage.
See, so this is awesome. So the IRS is basically saying, you know what? Okay, motherfuckers, cut our budget. Tell the American people why their tax refunds are late.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, have fun with that.
That will piss people the fuck off. As Brent Paris would say, the Hollywood hick, we back. We are broke the fuck up.
They may have to close down for a day or two.
Now, that's not bad.
Whatever
a day or
two would take to close the gap that we can't otherwise close in a reasonable way. Each closed day saves $29 million.
Holy fuck. What do they do there?
Good God.
Guys, start like, maybe they should have maybe we shouldn't buy them coffee anymore at the office. Maybe you should bring your coffee fund. Ways to cut. You know,
I don't give a shit about that. One less plane.
Oh, yeah.
One less plane. And did you see this fucking F-35?
That's nicer. I want to take coffee again? Away from
Yeah, you want people to
people.
Suffer.
That's so evil.
This fucking airplane, even more. This gazillion dollar airplane that they've spent billions and billions and billions of dollars on, and it might as well be put together with like duct tape and dried jizz, because it keeps falling apart. They don't know. Now they're saying, well, now it needs all these upgrades and stuff. Yeah. It's going to be $4 billion more by the time we're going to have hover cars. And
listen, you must not be familiar with the DNA of Peter North, because
shooting ropes, man.
It's like Gorilla Glue.
So that's the headline, the Drudge, the IRS.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe shutting down for a day or two, but that sounds like a kind of a really nice fuck you to Congress.
Absolutely. God, how much money on that fucking plane?
They're trying to get people... That F-35 thing? Billions and billions.
How much?
I'm sure it's F-35.
Do you remember that movie? This is a good one. I'm going to see if you can name the movie. I think I remember. You remember the movie I think Michael Keaton was in about the cars? It was a comedy. Gung Ho.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Where he, a Japanese firm took over his car plant or manufacturing plant, and he was the manager, and he had to deal with the Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
The Japanese people. I do remember that.
Yeah. Do you remember that has one of the funniest fucking scenes ever? By the way, is it Michael Keaton or Tom Hanks? I get these white guys mixed up.
On Gung Ho?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. By the way, I want to see that movie. He's in Birdman or whatever.
That sad, by the way, that I'm
fucking amazing.
Absolutely convinced I know that it is him. I know it is him.
He Gung Ho.
The Pentagon announced late Friday, this is less than a month ago.
Okay.
that it has signed a $4.7 billion deal with Lockheed Martin for an eighth batch of F-35 stealth fighters less than 1 month after sources leaked news of the pending pact. The F-35 is the most expensive weapons program ever.
Oh, wonderful.
The cost per plane for the new batch is 3.5% less compared to...
Did they really call it a batch?
A batch.
A bunch of planes are called a batch? I thought they were called a fleet.
I don't know.
A batch?
I think they're...
Who the fuck is writing this? This is a British writer.
This is Investors Business Daily, Alyssa Williams. There you go.
God, Alyssa, you're back in strength. Maybe she bakes or something. I don't know. Batch. Just an odd way to refer to.
The Pentagon is expected to order more.
Ooh.
The Marine Corps says it still expects the F-35 to be ready for combat use by July 2015. It
says they're going to order a baker's dozen.
But the fleet was grounded this last July.
Oh, okay. Well, that's bad for a plane.
After an engine on the jet caught on fire.
Oopsie.
On a military base.
Oh, shit. That's not good. How much did it cost? It fucking thing caught on fire.
Clusterfuck.
I got a 1991 Camry. If I turn that fucking thing on, it doesn't exactly burn. I mean, shit.
You know, look up these Lockheed Martin and United Technologies and see which of these motherfuckers are donating to Congress fucks.
Yeah, motherfuckers. And yeah, you know,
these are the guys who are screaming that we need more bombers, more stealth bombers.
By the way, both my parents teach. My mom teaches and my brother teaches. They both have to have second jobs, so that's okay. They teach full time. So I'm glad we got a baker's dozen of these shitty planes coming out. Remember that scene in Gung Ho? It's the funniest scene ever where Michael Keaton, I'm so sorry, Michael Keaton is like, no one is buying these cars, right? No one wants these shitty cars they made. And Michael Keaton has this amazing speech where he's like, he's in front of everybody at the company and all the people, like, you know, looking at these shitty cars. He's like, you know what? We built these cars, and I'm buying one. I'm taking this car, and I'm driving it off the lot. And he walks over there, and he gets in the car, shuts the door, starts it, and the car just falls apart.
Yeah. That's comedy.
That's pretty funny, though. Good scene.
When a Japanese car company buys an American plant,
yes,
the American liaison must mediate
clash
of work attitudes between foreign management and native labor.
Oh, wow.
That's the IMDb description.
Well, let me jack off.
What year would you say that was?
62. No, I'm just kidding. 82.
86.
Ah, damn it. Before or after Splash? No, wait, that was Tom Hanks was in Splash, not Michael Keaton.
That was Tom Hanks. And I think Splash was a little earlier, right? 84 for Splash.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, your 80s movie reference. I'm sure we'll be whipping out some 70s and 80s TV shows.
Yeah, the 80s is pretty relevant.
Any moment for you all.
Right.
So that's what the ninnies over at the Drudge Report are worried about, is the IRS is threatening to shut down. Wait a second, there's another
pump
story
the brakes
over here. One of them says, leak. Jolie branded seriously out of her mind.
Fuck off, Sonny. I hate the way they talk about her in these fucking emails. She's a really great actress. And, you know, listen, a lot of actors or actresses, they're eccentric folk and they're weird. They're crazy artists. You know what I mean? They do something crazy for a living. So do you want them to walk around like normal people 24/7? Right. And by the way, you're not so sane either. I bet a lot of those fucking executives over at Sony are kind of crazy. Couple of probably gimp suits, some ball gags to go around.
This
who knows?
This is that Sony Pictures co-chair, Amy Pascal, and Scott Rudin. Another
God, these guys are assholes,
In exchange, Rudin describes the actress as seriously out of her mind as tensions mounted over Jolie's planned film, Cleopatra.
You know, these executives should seriously suck a dick. I mean, I like it when the talent is able to stick it to a suit. I love it. It makes me so happy. Fuck them.
The emails have previously emailed, hacked emails have shown that Jolie apparently wanted David Fincher.
Who's that?
Fincher? David Niven. David Fincher to direct the film, but at the time he was attached to the upcoming Steve Jobs movie. When it was clear that he wouldn't be available, Rudin and Pascal began to offer alternative directors to Angelina Jolie with limited success. In one email, Rudin expressed his exasperation to about Jolie, saying, "Kill me, please, immediately."
Yeah, what a dick. I mean, listen, man, do you blame her, though? I mean, you are, I think in Cleopatra, she might be Cleo fucking Patra. So, I mean, if I'm that powerful, believe me, I'm going to get the director I want, too. And these guys can eat it. They can eat it all day.
And they said they were also trying to convince her to change the script and make it based on Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra because they wanted a love story.
Oh, God. Again, fuck you. You change the script. And I'm Angelina. Find somebody else to do it.
And Angelina, in one of the emails that she was in on, said, "I think making it a love story could undermine the female leadership and epic we have built."
I have an Oscar! Fuck you! Oh, God. I would carry my Oscar around with me everywhere I went if I was her. Right on my hip. Instead of those kids. Fuck that.
She said, "I think we need a good script editor to work with Eric. He's open or will do it with me. He knows we need to make it shorter to not be as intimidating. I think we continue to discuss with great directors." That doesn't sound...
Wow, she sounds
unreasonable or batshit, does it?
That sounds so unreasonable. They're being sexist. Oh, it's a crazy actress.
After this exchange, Rudin sent a private email to Pascal saying she's seriously out of her mind.
Seriously. She's seriously, superly out of her super fucking mind.
And when Amy Pascal suggested that the trio should meet in person, Rudin responded, "No." These are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no O's. "No, no, no, please, not a meeting."
But she's going to be Cleopatra in a movie you're producing. Why would you want to meet with her? By the way, who's this? Rudin? Rudin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a real pleasure to be around. Yeah. Real nice. Fucking suit, asshole.
A lot of reactions, since we're talking about the Sony thing, a lot of reactions to the decision by Sony to yank... to yank the interview, the name of the movie, the Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Do you even think those two know?
Potential Academy Award winning flick.
I mean, I kind of want to see it now. God damn it. Those guys are funny. Listen, I think James Franco's hilarious.
I saw highlights, and if those were highlights, just, yeah, agonizing.
How shitty would it be to get blown up watching a shitty movie? I mean, that doesn't make a difference, I guess, if you see a good movie. Or
that's what Brent and I were talking about yesterday while you were flying. We're like, we're not going to take a stand.
No, fuck you.
On a piece of shit.
I wonder what Brent would take a stand on. 9 to 5. Fuck yeah, he would.
No.
The Dolly Project.
I forgot. Bessel the Whore House.
Texas has a whore house in it.
It's his best show, his favorite show ever, he said.
That's great.
Listen to The Hollywood Hick. Brand new shows are every Tuesday and Friday night at 7 p.m. And the reruns of those Tuesday and Friday shows run on the 7s. 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. right here on the network, crabdiving.com. And,
these
24/7 entertainment for you.
These Sony assholes not have anything better to do than give somebody shit that basically has adopted the continent of Africa.
You're right.
I mean, really, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but she's kind of a do-gooder, and so are they. She's still married to a
project.
What's his face?
Yeah,
he's a do-gooder as well.
Big
Leave
atheist,
alone.
By the way,
oh shit,
he is. I saw a quote today that it was almost something like really. Like deep and intelligent. I didn't think Brad Pitt was that much of a.
He played that part.
Kind of an intellectual, but
Thelma and Louise, where he's on the Honey Bear Bong, and ever since then, everybody thinks he's stupid. You know, years ago, he posed in a skirt, and all these pictures. He was in a skirt and Rolling Stones or something. He's crazy as fuck, but he's a good actor. What do you want?
Speaking of, he got called for jury duty.
Brad Pitt.
I'm reading from. The Independent.
Yeah.
That he was allegedly turned away at Los Angeles criminal court last week to be interviewed for jury service because they said he was too much of a distraction.
Of course he is. He's Brad Pitt. You can't have him on your jury. Oh, my God. I mean, I would be like... Well, you know, if I was on trial for something, I'd be like, wait a second. The only person we have to impress in here is Brad Pitt.
Yeah, one attorney said, you can't just stick Brad Pitt in a jury box and expect 11 jurors to ignore him.
Yeah. Everyone's paying attention to Brad fucking right. Pitt.
It's, he said, quote, it's only natural those jurors would be watching to see how Brad reacts
oh my
to what's
God.
Being said. They could be influenced by his opinions once the jury goes behind closed doors to render a verdict. Sure, whatever Brad says.
Well, I don't want to be the one guy that disagreed with Brad Pitt for that asshole on trial. Fuck that. Oh, God, that's a good call. I guess you got to say no. What is the cutoff, though? Who's just...
What list? Like A-list and no...
Paul
like
Reiser.
C-list, D-list?
Paul Reiser.
Nobody cares about...
He's a big deal.
Well,
mad about you.
In the end,
my two dads.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Dial in the Wayback Machine.
Dick Van Dyke. Too famous.
Too famous. Dick Van Dyke might be too famous.
He was. Listen, back in the 60s and 70s, he was the shit.
Yeah.
He definitely couldn't be on a jury back then.
Paul Reiser, no.
Paul Lynn, if he was still alive, no. Probably not. Anyway.
I think Paul Lynn could be on a jury, sadly.
Guilty.
First of all, he'd be like 114, probably.
Hilarious.
Might still be around. I mean,
yeah. It's funny. It's kind of fun to think about who's too famous to be on a jury. Billy D. Williams, too famous.
Do you think Billy D.? Billy D. is. I met him on.
Citizen Litchi.
He was doing General Hospital.
Oh yeah, he could be on a jury.
And
there might be.
I had a scene one day at General Hospital. A scene after him.
Oh, that's right.
And so I got to like say hi to him.
Was he nice?
He's a really nice guy. Yeah.
It might be a pay bump for him to be on jury duty.
He's got that I was in Star Wars, motherfucker, and I'm now making money kind of thing going on. I mean, it's not about the money because he could go to any fucking convention.
Are you kidding
he's got,
me?
Unless he's got some gambling shit going on or multiple ex.
He might have it. He might have a lot of ex-wives. You know, Lando Calrissian didn't.
You don't think he got a little taste of the action figures?
No. Absolutely not.
And I'm sure the Lando one wasn't a big sell in the South.
No, I lived in the South during that movie. Wait, did I?
Did they actually? Well, yeah, 80?
84 was, well, no, Lando Calrissian was
80
in.
He was in Empire Strikes Back,
yes,
which was
1980. I was living in the panhandle of Florida, Redneck Riviera,
there
and I had a Lando Calrissian action figure. I remember, I do.
Well, you were a big lib.
Well, I didn't know from that.
I'm sure
back
they
then.
Weren't. I'm sure they weren't hard to find.
My parents voted for Carter instead of Reagan. My friends wanted to beat me up. I remember. I remember I was at the bus stop and my friend asked me who my parents voted for, and I remember saying Carter, and then my friend chased me. Around the yard. What an asshole. See, there's a Republican for you.
Yeah, I wonder who he's voting for now.
Yeah, Reagan was so great, by the way. He's stupid. Oh, that guy, who knows? Like, the people I went to elementary school in Pensacola.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, the ones I went to that school with in the south side of Chicago, there's a significant number that are still, you know, the turds don't fall far from the asshole.
Somebody I went to high school with, by the way, I follow on Facebook, he's a little gun happy, and there was some story happened this week, and he wrote, "That's why I'm always armed." What I think some. Oh, it was that probably about that.
I feel so much better.
It was that veteran. He had I just remember seeing pictures of him on CNN. He had a bald head, and he went cuckoo and shot a bunch of people up. Did he? He killed his family.
Narrow it down for me. Oh yeah. I know what you're out here, right?
Right.
Not that long ago.
By the way, we should all be more sympathetic to people with mental disorders and not say they went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right.
Especially when they shot up their own family. That makes me sound like an asshole.
Though cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's an actual diagnosis.
DSM, motherfucker.
And speaking of Michelle Bachmann, we've got some Michelle Bachmann news coming up later. I've got a clip of her.
When is she done officially? No. When's her last day?
Done.
Oh, really?
The house is done, right?
She just kind of went away.
Oh, she'll be back.
Do you think to run for president?
I don't know. Remember she said, we played the clip, she said that she wants to be there. You know, she thinks there needs to be a female voice.
She's going to make so much. Don't you think she's going to make a shitload of money on the lecture circuit?
Yeah, she's going to milk it for what she can.
That's got to be a hard thing.
I don't think she's got the star power that Palin has had. But
she could headline.
She's got a really... milk it quickly. Because she's got to go. She's going to go away like her husband does.
Quick, quick. Get the milk out of there.
The headline, by the way, over on the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post also has to do with the Sony hacking.
It's the best story.
bullshittery. It says U.S. weighs proportional response. You know, we kind of figured out.
Right.
I think they said that they have pretty good evidence now that that's where it came from. The hack came from North Korea. The United States said today that the cyber attack on Sony was a serious national security matter, and the Obama administration is considering a proportional response. What, are we going to take out one of
their
movies?
We're going to hack them back?
Yeah.
What movies do they have? You might hack into those movies and make them better. Why don't you make the movies better for them? Those people are starving to death. Make their movies better. Well, how is this a national threat because Sony got hacked? Explain that to me. What does it matter?
Well, it is a big deal because it's the first time on our soil,
right?
Our e-soil, that a damage has been done to a major. You know, they didn't just steal the shit; they destroyed their computers. They erased shit.
How
they took shit?
Oh, really?
By you can if you send a program to take the information off of it and then. You delete it, and then you rewrite over it over and over. Yeah. You can't retrieve that
this
data.
This is why...
And Sony's having problems now with a lot of their shit. The people, some of their programs they can't use, I was reading. Like, some of their accounting shit maybe might not be working. They have to go back to programs they were using 10 years ago. It really did a lot of
fucking
damage.
Fucking Seth Rogen and James Franco, a couple of grade-A stoners.
Yeah. But scary as shit what they were able to do. And I mean, imagine if they got into the water supply.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Or they were able to... I read something... not too long ago that it was a different country, but some hackers were able to get in and like blow up an oil plant.
I'm preparing for a massive hack from North Korea that destroys our water supply.
So who knows what they could do.
That's a good doomsday prepper premise, by the way.
That'll be the next season. Probably. I'm sure
North Korea is coming. Worried. That's the first time.
North Korea's pissed about our movie.
That's the first time we've been invaded, right? This North Korea hack since 1812.
Well, it's the first time damage has been done. So, on our, I guess, yeah. I mean, actual physical damage. We've been attacked.
Let me ask you a stupid question. I got antivirus on my computer. Why don't we have that? What did Sony not update their Norton?
Who knows? It could even be. You know, Sony's a big corporation. They could have had just one guy get in there and with a jump drive. You've seen 24.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Chloe gives him a jump drive. Just get in there. Give me 38 seconds. And then there's always that they're watching as they're uploading. Yeah. And the bad guy's got the gun on them, and they're coming to the door.
You know the funniest thing about Marilyn Raskob?
70%. 80%.
I saw her at a comedy club do a set.
We saw
that show together. Yeah, wasn't that awesome?
Flappers, yeah.
She just sat there and talked about how she doesn't know how to do any of that shit. Right. She's just playing. Yeah. I have no idea.
She's like, I can barely work my cell phone. So the White House
she's an expert at looking like put off.
The White House has said that they haven't said that North Korea yet is responsible. The investigation is progressing, they say.
Yeah.
But even President Barack Hussein Obama
quit saying that.
Mentioned that this is a big deal. They said, you know, they're playing clips of what he said yesterday. He's like, you know, people go to the movies. People can go to the movies. Don't be worried about this. If we have any credible threats of something like that, we'll definitely let people know. But he said that the cyber attack is absolutely a big deal. A big fucking deal.
And what do we do to prep for that?
And then the threat of physical violence.
No. What do you mean?
Well, they sent email. The whole reason they're pulling the movie is because of the latest threats that said it's going to be another 9/11 if you release that movie.
Did Barack Obama call Seth Rogen and Franco into his office to be like, listen, guys.
Well, Obama's in the movie.
Oh, is he really?
He does a cameo.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he was on that. Hey, did you ever see him on the Colbert Report? I missed that.
I didn't. I haven't seen that yet. By the way, tonight is the last ever Colbert Report, right?
Why? Oh, is he going to go to late night television?
He's going to take over for Letterman in January or February or something like that.
Is he making more money, do you think?
I think he's making significantly more money. I wonder how long it's going to take him to shed the...
I think he's shedding it.
But do you think he's shedding the character, but do you think the knuckle draggers on the right are going to tune in to him? Regardless, they can't separate the character from him.
I don't know.
Plus, he is. I mean, he's a big liberal.
My parents love Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
They're awesome. Going to miss that show. Oh, well.
It'll be interesting to see.
I mean, you know, because I got to tell you, like, when I was home over the holidays, I checked in with Fox News and I watched some of that shit. Oh. And it is good. It's just no different. The only difference between the Colbert Report is he's kidding.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not any different.
I can't watch O'Reilly. I just can't. He's out crowing now, saying they won the war on Christmas. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
He's out there saying we won.
He is such an asshole.
We won the war. Anybody can say Merry Christmas anywhere, anytime they want.
He is such a Gandhi would punch him in the fucking balls. He's such a smug asshole. He really is a dick. I mean.
Yeah, it's, I've got a clip. Speaking of assholes, when we come back, we got to take a break in a couple minutes here. But I've got a clip of none other than Rush Limbaugh.
Yay! What's he up to?
260. 270.
Right. Did he officially grow into his chair at the EIB studios?
Yeah, I don't know. So much going on in Rush world.
He is a world. I mean, he's so fat.
He's
a gigantic atmosphere surrounding his head.
So he's ringing in on this Sony deal.
Hello.
We'll listen to what Rush has to say.
Well, you know, Angelina Jolie's a fucking bitch.
What's he say?
After the break.
Sorry.
I've also got, I thought I had a clip I didn't get to about, no, we didn't play this. The Fox hosts, we did talk about it, though, but I won't be able to play the clip because I didn't edit it. And I can't listen to Andrea Tantaros just yabber.
She said something, let me guess, shitty.
You're right.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, really. He's just not into Christmas this year, that's all.
He's being a cunt over in the corner.
You know who might take issue with that? Someone said, do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked? No, I was actually on a plane that was hijacked. So, no, I don't feel like it's been hijacked.
Yeah, right.
I think that's that kind of is an insensitive fucking word. You know, like when people are like, oh, my God, the mechanic really raped me. Really just raped me.
Really?
That fucking...
Just look at the tears on my asshole.
Look at those charges.
We can play this. Here's... this is... just prepare your ear holes, everybody, because they're going to start bleeding.
Ooh.
Listening to these idiots. This is Fox and Friends.
No, are we going to listen to Ducey?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Elizabeth. What's Elizabeth Hasselbeck up to lately?
And here's a little bit of them talking about, and I think Tucker Carlson was sitting in on this one.
God damn it. What the fuck?
Is... more of a load by the minute, that little fuck. I mean, he really is an obnoxious little turd.
He's lost the bow tie. Now he's just going with an open collar.
He's nuts. He's like him and Abloh.
Ooh.
Are just battling it out for who's the biggest rancid fuck over at Fox. And it's a really tough. At least O'Reilly, I don't know, there's some little spark of something redeemable about O'Reilly, or he's a little entertaining, or he's a little funny or something.
You know,
but that just dangler of Keith Abloh, there's nothing.
O'Reilly has a flair for the dramatic, and he, on some level, I don't even know how to say this, he's like a performer. I mean,
there's a tiny bit of charm there. It's revolting. It's
scintilla.
It's
but Abloh.
There's nothing there. There's nothing.
He just says shitty things.
Yeah, he's really just as a carbuncle.
Soccer is turning us into pussies.
Oh, God. Wasn't that him? He is. And just dismissive and mansplaining whenever he's on that show. Let me tell you, soccer. You guys are crazy. You're crazy.
His poor wife just must be miserable. Or is he Oh, is he gay? Or
he's married.
Oh, okay,
he's
I didn't know.
Remember, he's got that kid that is being distracted at college by all the whores that are wearing
that's the best
tight clothing.
My kid, my stupid idiot kid, can't concentrate because your daughter's wearing pants that are way too tight.
Yeah,
he can't do algorithms.
Teaching your lughead kid not to rape, you fuck.
Yeah, how's that?
There's a suggestion,
right?
Here is Fox and Friends. This was a little bit of shenanigans. Listen to this here. We'll play a little bit.
And go into Tuesday. You're back into the 30s, about where you typically should be for this time.
Oh, it comes out of the weather.
Oh, okay.
This is the Fox and Morons weather. And then to them.
All right, guys. Thanks, Rick.
You bet. Maybe the warmer temperatures are why thousands of people came out yesterday for these protests around the country.
Okay. First of all, could you hear Ducey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those protests.
Yeah. Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
Just Ducey.
God, what an asshole.
These
protests around the country.
They did in Washington, New York, and cities across America. In Washington, the rally was held by the Reverend Al Sharpton, host of MSNBC program. And there he is. Sharpton got up and explained, "We're not against the police." This was his claim. Listen.
Hands up! We're not saying all police are bad.
Okay, so now what had just happened there was they were showing Sharpton giving a speech and saying hands up, and the crowd was saying don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Then they cut to a previous different protest. Footage of people marching.
This is a fabrication.
Saying, "We want dead cops. We want dead cops. We want dead cops." Then they cut back to Sharpton. So they made it look as if this rally that Sharpton was hosting at the moment, where he was saying "hands up, don't shoot," also immediately led, because you know he's a rabble rouser, Ryan.
Oh yes,
and it immediately led to these people screaming, "We want dead cops. We want dead cops." Now, listen to this. This is where it gets really funny. That's Carlson, by the way, talking. Just
my God.
Now, you're going to listen. The one of the Fox ninnies on the panel, whose name I don't know. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not Elizabeth. It's a different ninny.
Okay.
Actually, has a moment of clarity, and she tries to inject it. And then listen to Tucker Carlson mansplain her down.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. About this. They want to hang this on Sharpton.
We're not even saying most of bad. We're not anti-police. But we're anti-brutality. And the federal government must have a threshold to protect that. Second, the Justice Department must have a division funded to deal with this. Thirdly, we must have the power of special prosecutors, not the local prosecutors.
So what part of any of that is unreasonable?
I think the most important part is no more local prosecutors. It's not working out so great.
But what part of that is he saying, let's go turn over some cars? What part of that is he saying, we want dead cops? All sounds like reasonable.
Right.
Requests that would, I don't know, maybe cause a solution to the problem.
Are these white racists on Fox? Do they have a problem?
You think there's a black person on this panel?
Yeah. Did they have a problem because there's a black man screaming? Is that what's going on here?
I hate Sharpton.
Right. But when you're the thing, you know what's crazy? People are like, oh, look at those crazy protesters out there. Like, think about what they're protesting.
Like, there are people who think that Ferguson wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for Sharpton.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, he heard the story of some thug who deserved to die, and he went and raised the rabble over in Ferguson. You know, Sharpton's going to show up and throw kerosene on the fire.
It's as if people are missing the whole point. I mean, we live in a time when the cops are pulling people over, not respecting our constitutional rights, shooting people. Dude, you did that story not too long ago where somewhere they weren't even counting the people The police department
they're just passing legislation now that says
you have to
we'd like to keep track of how many people you're offing.
Yeah, an Excel sheet, spreadsheet column. Just a column on a spreadsheet. Just to denote the people you end. People should be screaming about this shit.
It's horrible.
Right. And here's some more. So we just ended with Sharpton, right?
Right.
So the first clip you heard, people were saying.
So I have to stop right away. Did you hear Tucker Carlson go, huh?
Is that what that was?
Huh. Like, what Sharpton is saying is so crazy. We'd like to bypass the local prosecutors who have an inherent bias built into the system. We're not saying they're evil. But they work day to day with the police. They rely on the police to help them with their cases.
They're not doing their job, basically.
So they have an inherent bias to be nice to the popo. So maybe you take the decision out of their hands to a more, I don't know, neutral party.
And
that sounds reasonable.
And Tucker goes, huh.
Huh.
And then Steve Ducey goes, yeah. What's going on with these people?
That's the prosecutors, not the local prosecutors.
Huh. So the first clip you heard, people were saying, we want the cops dead.
Right.
And the second you heard Al Sharpton say, we're not against the police.
And a lot of
separate protests.
Not even at the same place.
No.
Well, then how are they? Did they? I guess obviously Tucker Carlson and all the guys at Fox issued an apology.
Listen to more.
Al Sharpton say, we're not against the police.
And a lot of the protesters were holding signs say real thugs wear flag pins. And then Sharpton saying we're not anti-police.
Again, a different march. There was a banner. Somebody was carrying a banner that said real thugs wear flag pins.
Yeah.
And
what does that mean?
Like the cops wear flag pins and the.
Oh, OK. I see.
You know, the crazy nationalist. You know, the Tea Party loonies are the ones who, you know, and the politicians.
Yeah.
So these idiots are trying to somehow slam what Al Sharpton is saying about it. But then they're conflating this peaceful protest that he led.
Right.
And gave a speech. And they're cutting in these clips from these other protests where people are screaming, kill the cops, and where someone has a banner that says, real thugs wear flag pins. Now, I think here is where the ninny tries to inject a little bit of sanity.
Right.
Oh, and Tucker Carlson has none of it.
Say real thugs wear flag pins. And then Sharpton saying we're not anti-police.
Well, I will say I was actually caught in the protest yesterday. I was trying to get around town, and of course, traffic was snarled by all of this. There were about 25,000 people, according to some estimates, that were taken to the streets. So obviously, they feel very strongly about the cause, and largely, it was peaceful. And I didn't hear anybody saying, "What do we want? Dead cops or real thugs wear flag pins?" But there are always bad apples in the bunch that are doing.
So she's starting to cover herself. It is Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but there are bad apples.
Yeah,
you know.
In the back of her mind, it just dawned on her, oh, shit, I have this mortgage I have to pay every month. I better.
Roger Ailes with his arms crossed off camera.
I got a tap dance. I need my health benefits.
But then listen, this is Tucker Carlson who comes in right away after she says this tiny little percentage of almost reasonableness attitude.
But there are always bad apples in the bunch that are doing even more. What I kept hearing them say was, hands up, don't shoot, and I can't breathe.
But what they were doing as a group was making this into a racial issue. And that's what...
It is. But it is a racial issue.
But they were being peaceful. They're turning this into a racial issue.
Why is it when white people are racist and then someone calls you on it, you're playing the race card, not the white guy that's being racist? Explain that. Mansplain that to me. White mansplain that shit to me.
I can't. It's like the men's rights movement.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need one.
Right.
You really don't need one. You're doing fine.
Yeah,
man.
When's a white man rights movement?
Yeah.
Why don't we have a month?
Oh, we're doing okay.
We had a couple of centuries.
We had a few millennia.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the Earth's only 6,000 years
old.
That's true. Please.
What I object to. I don't have any problem with the conversation about police brutality. I don't want the police looking like Delta Force. I think that's a real conversation. I'm happy to engage in it. I may agree with them. What I don't think this is about is race. I don't think these are examples of racism, and I think it's totally unhelpful to make this a conversation about white versus black, and it's ridiculous to have it led by Al Sharpton, who has zero credibility at all. He's a hustler, and I think a criminal.
Well, where's the...
What? Why do people say that about Al Sharpton because of the... I don't even know.
Tawana Brawley
right.
is the big one.
And he's talked about that, right?
He said he got fleeced just as much as everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, by her fake story or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess. I don't know what to...
Our history is full of people who got fleeced. Look at all the fucking Democrats in Congress that voted for the first Iraq war. I mean, yeah. You know, everybody got fleeced. Yeah. Relax.
We're all getting fleeced right now.
Al Sharpton's doing something fucking good. I think it's a good thing that he's doing. I think this is a protest that needs to happen. Yes. It's about race. I'm so sorry.
It's crazy.
Just is. Right? I mean,
it's not about race. You tell me that Tamir Rice had been a white kid, even if it was an airsoft gun that he pulled the orange thing off of, there's no way in hell that cop would have waited a little bit more than the 2 seconds. You've seen all that whole shit, right? That this cop that killed the 12-year-old.
Oh, my God. I can't
that
even.
That the footage is out.
Oh, that's just horrendous.
2 seconds. Literally.
Literally.
The cop was like, we screamed, put down the gun. He wouldn't. He reached for his waistband. The car pulls up. Cop gets out. Bang, bang. Little kid falls over dead.
Yeah.
So, and not dead, actually. He was laying there, and they weren't helping him or calling for the ambulance or anything. It's just such a shit storm.
Fucking horrible.
And you heard about the guy. There was another story. I don't know all the details.
It's not about race.
But there was a cop in New York, I want to say, who... They weren't even supposed to be, they're not supposed to do these, I forget what they call them, where they go into these high-rise buildings in these bad neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They don't want them just going in and looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, two cops go in looking for trouble.
Right.
Playing a live fucking Call of Duty game like a lot of these cops are doing these
they
days.
They love it. They love it so much.
And so there were some shenanigans and something happened. Motherfucker's gun goes off, shoots a guy. As the guy was laying there bleeding, the cop made 6 phone calls to his union rep.
Oh, my God.
Or a number of phone calls.
So he was obviously
concerned. Did not call 911.
About the guy bleeding out.
Did not call for backup.
Right.
Did not call for any help.
Six.
Did not happen. It was a number. I might be exaggerating.
Maybe it dropped. But it was, they dropped the call a few times.
But he called his union rep to say, what
God.
Do I do?
He didn't start first aid or anything like
so
that.
So this is the mindset.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is the mindset. If this is where this guy's head goes, the first thing that happens... He's claiming it. He got startled accidentally. He's not even claiming that he intended to shoot the guy. He said that he got startled and his finger hit the trigger and it went
enough.
Off and accidentally shot the guy.
Grand jury says, don't worry about it. That's not enough to come to trial. We don't care.
Shouldn't have been in there in the first place. Absolutely. Against orders was up playing soldier.
Listen, they are going to suspend that guy with pay.
I'm sure he has already been suspended.
We're going to make you not come to work, but you know what we're going to do? We're still going to send you your fucking paycheck. That'll teach you.
Right. We should take a break, a little bit of a break here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Give us a call if you like, 323-601-5427-323-601. Libs, you can also tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. Don't forget to follow us on the Facebook. Lots of conversations and all kinds of shitbaggery going on there. But it's funny shitbaggery. It's our shitbaggery.
It's fun, yeah.
And
our shitbaggery is ballyhooed.
It's entertaining. It's ballyhoo shitbaggery.
Much ballyhooed.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes, everybody. Refill, purge, whatever you need to do. More crab diving on the other side.
Yay.
Falling, I still got a job to do. Little I can't hide from you in my sleep. I might have buried you a bit too deep. Now I carry you around. You're my shadow underground. I know the visions are not real, but I still like the way they feel. What do you want from me? 'Cause I'll hover forever right on the brink. It's when I slow down that I start to fall back to the place.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crab Diving live on a Thursday, coming at you. A little bit of Ray Sterling right there with Trouble Me. And before that, I've got the name of the song. I can't see the name.
That's a great song. It totally fucking rocks. I could do a search through my email when I received it, but I'm not going to.
But we'll come up with that and
later.
That out a little bit later and shit.
You are sitting here live in the studio in your camouflage booties.
I'm wearing my camouflage, my Duck Dynasty Snuggie. Yeah.
I can't see slippers. Your feet.
How dare you?
Oh, my God.
They're not Duck Dynasty, actually. Yeah. They just are camo. So
no, like, but by the way, that's out there. I guarantee. Fucking to you, there's Duck Dynasty bedroom slippers.
Duck Dynasty. Everything, I'm sure, except for birth control pills.
Oh, something. No.
None of that. abortion pills, morning after pills. Right. It's the Uncle Phil abortion pill.
Right.
We sell coat hangers, though.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. The DIY version.
God, Uncle Phil's a Uncle Phil. God, somebody's, you know, he's an uncle to somebody, Dr. Phil. Could you imagine?
Oh, Dr. Phil?
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, Thanksgiving rolls around, like, oh, my God, I got to listen to this fucking blowhard. Blow the eight all through dinner about this and that and all the shitheads.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look. You wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
God,
Phil Robertson.
So many just tremendous assholes out there. I mean, God, I'm still reeling from that Fox segment we just did.
The Fox and Friends.
Oh, my God.
Al Sharpton, they hate him over there.
Is Tucker Carlson now a morning personality?
I think he was filling in. Maybe Kilmeade was off getting his nails done or something. I don't know.
Who the fuck wants to wake up to Tucker Carlson? He doesn't even wear the bow tie anymore,
doesn't
right?
Doesn't wear the bow tie, the jaunty bow tie anymore.
That was supposed to be his thing. What do you think he lost that? He just didn't like it?
Well, he took that off and put on more racism and misogyny.
Oh, yeah.
Picked up a few extra traits.
I'm taking off this bow tie and replacing it with a ball gag.
Right. So we were talking before the break and in the first segment about this shit that's going on with the Sony hacking scandal.
I mean, I know it's so bad, but it's hilarious.
That stupid movie.
Yeah.
The Interview, which really fuck Sony on a certain level for even doing it in the first place. If I was a suit.
Yes.
I'd be like, whoa, why does it have to be Kim Jong-un? Can't we just say it's North Uzbekistan,
and we'll
vet somebody. And but I mean, if that movie was coming to me as a Sony exec, I'd be like, why do we have to make it North Korea?
Yeah,
how is that not going to be insulting to a world leader as batshit crazy as he is, as dictator ish as he is?
How is it not going to be well, an
listen,
insult?
Let me tell you how it might have happened. I mean, because if I'm a quote-unquote suit, I mean, we are suits here at the Crab Diving Network.
Terrifying,
we're both, we're program directors. I mean, you know.
We are.
Yeah.
Listen to the other great programs here on the network, Canalinguists. We also have the Hollywood Hick and the Daily Upper Decker, our sports show.
That's the funniest.
Always makes me laugh. And absolutely every day, 8 to 10 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. Tune into crabdiving.com/live, and you can listen to Rick Wood, Morning Wood,
yeah,
the Morning Manifesto,
the Morning Angry Wood.
Give him a call too in the mornings.
Yeah,
say hi.
He was getting mad today.
He's testing.
Pissed at the news. I think he's mad at white people. I don't know why he's got to make it about race. What's his fucking problem?
You're right.
Jesus,
we're a bunch
Christ.
Of racists apparently here on the network.
Oh yes,
we talk about racists.
Jeez.
Speaking of, Rush Limbaugh. We haven't had a Rush Limbaugh clip in a while.
Rush Limbaugh. Well, everybody, the IB Network.
I heard you playing his walrus-like voice from the other room. I was like,
earlier,
oh, shit,
when I was
yeah.
pulling the clip, yeah.
God, he sounds like from a distance, he sounds like the adults in Peanuts and Charlie Brown.
And not from a distance.
Yeah, that's true.
Just standing there listening to him. So here's Rush talking about the whole Sony hacking Hollywood, but this is great.
Yeah,
because as far as I know, I could be wrong.
Yes,
and you know I keep my eyes peeled and my ears on down to the railroad tracks of the liberal blogosphere.
You know what time it is?
That the Rush Limbaugh. I got thrown off now.
Oh, yeah.
The dog is going fucking batshit crazy.
We should be recording it because it's funny. She just can't get comfortable. I've been there, Kate, but Jesus Christ.
There's a blanket on her chair, and she's unhappy. She's spinning around. She's kicking it.
You know, Rush Limbaugh doesn't do that in his chair when he can't get comfortable. No spinning room, really. How many people do you think out there have done so much Vicodin that they fucking
blow their ears out?
There can't be that many. There can't be that many people.
So here he is, the Rush.
He's special.
Rush Limbaugh.
Kate, sit still.
Blathering on about, you know, this bullshit. And he'll go, he'll hear him in the first few seconds.
The same Hollywood people that are upset that this movie's been pulled were the same people happy to blame a movie for Benghazi.
7 seconds in, full Benghazi.
I don't even know. I heard Benghazi, but I don't know how it relates to that movie.
We're going to start over. I don't get this logic either.
Benghazi, I got you. Pull my finger.
And I think he's full of shit. Like later he's going to say that us liberals did something, and which I don't think we did. But
he is full of shit. He's like a soft serve.
And listen to that pause.
He's inhaling, dude. It takes a while.
It's true.
It's the size of a sea cow.
The same Hollywood people that are upset that this movie's been pulled were the same people happy to blame a movie for Benghazi. Were they not? And that movie maker ended up in jail. And they all supported that. The same people who claim that this Sony cowardice is an outrage and it's going to put people at risk, and how dare we? We've lost our first cyber war. This is horrible. This is terrible. Why did Sony same people applauded Barack Obama jailing some guy that made a YouTube video, a film that nobody ever saw, blaming it, once again, America, for a problem in the Middle East. And they all applauded the suppression of that filmmaker and his art.
Is he
talking about that shitty movie?
Yeah, the that horrible, shitty anti-Islam movie that the actors got hornswoggled into.
What do you think's better, that James Franco movie or the?
Might be a toss-up.
Come on,
but yeah, he's talking about that, and that the liberals, when Obama had that guy arrested, which. I thought we did shit on the show about that being kind of dubious and dumb. Like, why are you going to They weren't arresting the guy for that movie either. They were arresting him for some other shenanigans that he was involved in.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But
he's nefarious.
But I don't remember the left being like, woohoo, Obama. Look, Obama arrested the guy that made the movie. Yay.
Well, the left. The
this
left,
is a falsitude.
Left. Well, yeah, yeah. A lot of bullshit. Left. The left doesn't do shit like that, though.
This is his whole premise, is that the left was celebrating the fact that Obama threw this guy in jail and that we're all big hypocrites now that we're pissed off that Sony bent over to the hacker wrists.
Well, did they really? Did they? Do you think they? Are you blaming the victim? Are you? Was Sony?
I don't know how I feel about this whole Sony
thing.
Was
Sony asking for it?
I don't, well, yeah, it wore a really short skirt
and
got drunk. if it goes out on a date with Bill Cosby, it should expect roofied.
How many times do people say, oh, Sony got Cosby? You think Bill Cosby should have been a bartender, by the way? I mean, God, he's so good at mixing drinks.
He seems to be great at killing. I hope. Who knows? Maybe there's some bodies out there. I mean,
you never taste the alcohol when he makes a drink. It's amazing.
Maybe he tried it out on animals first. Getting the dosage right. I'm not saying he fucked them. I'm saying with the...
Oh, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean...
Testing the dosage.
I mean, if you're going to drug somebody and do something that serious, and if you get caught, I mean, you could go to jail. I mean, you're going to plan appropriately. Yeah. Do you think he tried it on himself? I bet he did. I bet that's how he did it. He mixed a little roofing all up and then took it, and he was like, it's perfect. I didn't wake up for 4 days.
3:25 p.m. here on the Western Coast. 6:25 p.m. out on the East.
Hey.
Right now, if it ain't that time, you're listening to us as a rerun. We rerun here throughout the day on the network, interspersed between some of the other great programming here that we have for you all. Don't forget to go to crabdiving.com. You can find out everything that's going on. You can download previous episodes of this show and everything else. Everything is also on Stitcher.
Oh, yeah.
And on iTunes.
And go to our Amazon portal.
Go to our Amazon portal. If you're going to buy shit, hurry up. Or you're going to have to do that two-day shipping bullshit.
Sparkle costs more. Season.
You only got a couple more days left to order shit on Amazon. Have it mailed to the people that you love only enough to get something ordered over the internet for. And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or go to crabdiving.com and click on the upper left. And there we have a banner that says Amazon, click me.
Yeah. Don't be a Grinch.
Don't be a fucking Grinch.
Hey.
Spread the love.
And the crabs.
There's a man who, Iowa City, Iowa, I've got a story.
Fuck you. Anyway.
Is
the setting of The Music Man by Meredith Willson.
Has been accused. Sean Boies? B-O-I-E-S?
Sean Boies.
Sean Boies. 29, is engaged in some shenanigans. He's accused of posing as a Victoria's Secret representative.
Oh, no.
In order to get women to send him pictures of themselves in their underwear.
Oh, shit. What did he... You know what he did? He probably got an email address. You know how Victoria's Secrets, it's like Victoria with an apostrophe S, correct?
Right, Victoria's.
He just did it Victoria's Secret, and right. I would have fallen for it. I would have sent him a picture of me in my boxers. Here, I didn't know.
So he used some kind of phishing scheme with a PH to get IDs and passwords of University of Iowa students, and then he used that information to create a profile on a web-based survey platform, which he would then send out to female students.
Good God.
In one survey, they said he claimed to represent Victoria's Secret lingerie company, allegedly asked interested women to upload pictures of themselves in their bras and panties in hopes of being flown to Miami for a photo shoot.
Has he not been on the internet? I mean, you don't...
Really?
That's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of effort. Somebody should... Jeez. Why doesn't he just ask people?
I don't get it.
Is he Steve Jobs' kid or something?
Google, I mean, that is that shit.
Yeah, just
Google titties on the and you'll be deluged.
Is he from Iowa?
Iowa.
What the fuck? All the fracking up there made him nuts.
In a different survey, he said he promised a $25 Victoria's Secret gift card in return for information to people.
Did people actually do this? Did they send him pictures?
He's charged with 2 counts of identity theft.
Okay.
Under $1,000 and unauthorized computer access.
What does that mean? He uses his own computer. I guess it's a hacking element to this. I don't quite understand.
Yeah, he used some kind of phishing scheme to get other people's IDs to send then market to them. So, you know, I mean,
God, what is
an enterprising young lad.
Yeah. Maybe focus your energies on something else, buddy. Is he going to jail or is he just fined or what?
He has been booked and released from Johnson County. Johnson County Jail.
I mean, what a dumbass.
In Iowa.
Just stupid. Just, hey, listen, ask some of your friends for pictures of them in their underwear. Or just, you know what, go on the internet, download some pictures, and pretend that someone sent them to you through your web-based survey. I mean, I don't even understand what that is.
Obviously, that's the whole deal. That's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy, this chick sent this to me. It means something. We have a connection.
You want to finish Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, yeah.
Fat fuck. It's,
once again, America. For a problem in the Middle East. And they all applauded the suppression of that filmmaker and his art. They all applauded him going to jail.
We didn't.
Did they not?
No.
Now the same people want us to believe that they're outraged that Sony dared and these four theater chains dared kowtow to this terrorism. Same people kowtow to Islamic terrorism anytime it shows itself.
What an asshole. I mean, Glenn Beck is far more entertaining, don't you think?
Well,
listen to Rush? I mean,
I'm so familiar with watching Glenn Beck clips when he's at that amazing studio. Because when I listen to him, I'm like thinking, oh, man, he's at that blaze. And just.
But even when he talks and the way he talks and everything, Rush Limbaugh, I just don't. Maybe he lost it when he blew out his ears with the oxy or whatever. But he just doesn't sound entertaining to me. He sounds like. He's been fat, old, angry, racist uncle that shows up for Christmas and everybody says, don't get him talking about politics or he's going to start slinging the N-word.
Well, I don't think it's a stretch that he is that to someone. I mean, he's somebody's uncle that hates him, right?
I would guess.
Oh, my God.
Relatives. Oh, yeah.
Rush is coming over. He's going to. Actually, do you think he walks or is he? I mean, he is enormous.
You think they carry him like they do Ariana Grande?
Well, yeah, you're right. They carry him. It ain't one person.
12 people.
Who carries Ariana Grande?
It's one dude always.
A spindly guy, probably. I mean, she's so small.
She's a little fun sized chick, yeah. So that's Rush Limbaugh.
Hey, good for you, Rush. You're still a dipshit.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations on all your oxy use, by the way. Enjoy being high.
Right. Congratulations.
You just learn how to read lips.
What is this? Fox News reacts to Senate torture report. Let's listen. I don't know if I played this. Let's listen to this.
So Dianne Feinstein wants to get this off her desk. And look, I agree with you.
Oh, this is America's awesome.
America's awesome.
That's Andrea Tantaros. I'm not going to play anymore.
So because her point is that Dianne Feinstein just had this in the inbox, her reaction to the torture report.
Absolutely.
It was like, check it off the list. Been there, done that.
So I've got a couple stories about...
Yeah.
Or a couple stories and a clip, actually, another clip, of this person.
Right.
Here's a little bit of her final speech on the House of Representatives floor.
Goodbye, stupid.
And we're talking, of course, about the absolutely moronic, morontastic... Miss Michelle Bachmann.
Is this now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of Huckabee.
Oh, that is that's Megyn Kelly. here is a little bit of Michelle Bachmann.
It's the best fuck up ever. Huckabee, Mike Huckabee.
We have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. For many people who've never had the privilege of being in this House chamber before, this is the room where the laws of our nation are formulated.
This is the speech where she goes on to talk about Moses. Yeah. There's Moses, and he looks at the speaker, and the speaker looks at Moses, and it's the Lord.
It's not the House where laws are made either. It's the House where, you know, every now and then the Republicans get their panties in a wad and they shut the government down. Yeah, it's
not like it's done.
We make more laws here.
And then she gets
greatest
all, like,
prosperity that any nation has known before.
Oh.
Mr. Speaker, it could be no coincidence that this nation knowing and enjoying the heights of such great happiness and such great prosperity, that it could be built upon that foundation.
What the fuck is she talking about?
She's ad-libbing.
Platitudes.
Oh, God. She just sounds crazy.
She sounds like a Miss America answering a question.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that USA Americans, remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
USA Americans.
We don't have that one, do we? God.
Oh, what would that be? Miss under Miss something or other?
Miss America says something stupid, or was that Miss Universe or something? Miss USA?
It was one of the misses. I don't actually remember which one it was. Let me see where the it is. I think this is this one. Hold, sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the best clip. It's totally. Oh yeah.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better, so that we can solve this problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Utah. Thank you, sweetheart.
You know, they should play that music.
I apologize. That was Miss Utah.
I'm sure she'll be running for office at some point.
I was trying for this one.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for us.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Oh my God!
No less a batshit fucking crazy than this.
Recognizes that he is a man under authority, just as Moses was a man under authority.
Moses,
put that kick-ass music behind it, though.
That's
man.
True.
That would
put
be
some
so
idiot
good.
Music.
Who's the guy that the second clip we played? Who's the dude that comes at the end?
No, I don't know.
That's the famous guy who cheated on his wife on his honeymoon.
Probst?
No. Oh, no. He was in Saved by the Bell with the dark hair. He's a fucking talking head on Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
You do.
Shit! I don't know which one you're talking about. But the first one was Miss Utah. You know who was reading that question to her? Wasn't that NeNe?
NeNe?
Wasn't that NeNe Leakes reading the
Who's NeNe Leakes?
NeNe from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, Nene. Is it NeNe?
NeNe, I think.
Isn't I thought it was Nene.
NeNe. NeNe. NeNe. No, whatever it was. Matter. I think that was her reading that question. to Miss Utah. This one. Okay, now we're lost in
who
a,
cares?
In a dumb pageant chicks spiral. Anyway, who cares? So Michelle Bachmann, I got two stories. Here is, this is great. Michelle Bachmann was running around pissed off a few days ago.
Yeah.
Because she told Bill O'Reilly, she was on with Papa Bear, that asswipe, and they were at a some kind of a Christmas party. She was interviewed with the Washington Free Beacon somewhere. She said that during this party, she walked up to the president. And how great must he feel?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's like, Jesus Christ.
He's sitting there with his kids and his wife. They don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact. Oh, my God.
Here comes Bachmann.
Oh, shit.
She said that she walked up to him. And... she said, I turned to the president
And I said something to the effect of, Mr. President, you need to bomb the Iranian nuclear facilities.
And the Iraq.
He's probably got like a champagne in his hand and some sort of little what Christmas cruller or some
what
shit.
What the fuck does she think he's going to do at that point? If he's like, you know what, Michelle, that's a great point. He just waves his finger in the air.
Yeah. Right. Oh, let me press this button.
A little shock and awe for the Iranians.
Wow. I never thought of that. Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we nuke them?
Mr. President, you need to bomb the Iranian nuclear facilities, because if you don't, Iran will have a nuclear weapon on your watch, and the course of world history will change.
Oh, my God.
She said. Now, listen to this. This is what she told the Washington Free Beacon.
She's dim.
And then he got his condescending smile on his face.
Oh, my God.
And he laughed at me. And he said, well, Michelle, it's just not that easy. So Obama laughed in his face.
That's what you tell a three-year-old. Why don't we just bomb him? Well, honey, it's not that easy.
Now, any bad that Obama does, any shit that his administration does that I can't stand is forgiven. Right. Now, for the fact that he laughed in this dumb bitch's face.
Ironically enough, it might be that easy. He does have all those drones flying
That's
about,
true.
You know, he's kind of could bomb everything.
He got his condescending smile on his face and he laughed at me. And he said, well, Michelle, it's just not that easy. And I said to him, no, Mr. President, you're the president. It will happen on your watch and you'll have to answer to the world for this.
You're the president.
And that was it. And then I left. Merry Christmas.
You're the president. I'm the lunatic. God damn. He laughs.
Hey, the Christmas party. You have to bomb Iraq. Ha, 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 ha. Okay.
I'm at a party.
Sure. Where's Gohmert? Who does he want me to bomb?
I'm sorry. Can we not have the representative from Steubenville? Where is she from?
I think that's the area.
Is it really called Steubenville, though? Oh, good God in heaven. I'm from Steubenville.
Yeah, she's I have her fucking
damn
Minnesota's 6th congressional district.
It must have high levels of lead paint.
Yeah. A lot of Jesus. Of Jesus.
Can't get enough of the sky god shit.
She is, you know, isn't she still being investigated? Isn't that shit still going on?
Was she in Playboy ever?
The shenanigans? No. I don't think so.
I don't know. Why would you investigate her? I mean, what could she possibly have been up to? I'm serious. She wants to bomb the Iran.
Michelle was born Michelle Marie Amble in Waterloo, Iowa, into a family of Norwegian Lutheran Democrats.
Oh, she's basically Rose from Golden Girls.
Her family moved to Iowa. From Iowa to Minnesota.
St. Olaf.
When she was 13. Her parents divorced. Her father moved to California.
Why do you think they divorced? They both argued where her brains came from.
Whose fault is this idiot that's in the corner?
I tried to pull out.
She was raised by her mother.
Good job.
Who worked for First National Bank. Her mother remarried when Michelle was a teenager. And the new marriage resulted in a family with 9 children.
Oh, my fucking God.
Gee, what is wrong with these Christians?
Know.
Just trying to overwhelm everybody just with sheer vaginal volume.
Listen, I was on that plane yesterday. All those little kids belonged to just one couple. And I mean, dude, imagine getting on. It's hard. It's a pain in the ass to fly. Imagine if you have 4 beings that you have to keep track of. And the only person you have working with you is, you know, your spouse, who you probably at this moment hate. You just hate her. That's all. I don't know how you wouldn't. You have 4 horrible kids you got to drag around everywhere. And they were on leashes, too. Oh, God. Jaeger was on a fucking leash.
Jaeger.
named after Chuck.
She went to law school. Oh, you should check the accreditation of all of these, all of these colleges.
Mr. President, you should just bomb the Iran.
She got a degree in tax law from William and Mary School of Law.
Hello.
From 88 to 93, she was an attorney working for the IRS. She left her position to become a full-time mother when her 4th child was born.
Look out below.
Apparently her husband's hitting
Wow.
it.
His sperm is just so curly. Oh, her husband. Well, her husband. Oh, yeah. He fucks her good. He's busy teaching all them gay people how to be straight.
No, he gets all worked up all day.
He gets all wee-weed up. Do you think he's on the grinder? I mean, there's got to be something. Somebody who's dedicating their life to praying the gay out of folks. Yeah, come on.
So I've got another Michelle Bachmann clip. She was talking to... I think she was talking to WorldNet Daily.
You know, if you're running, if you want to run for president, you just can't. You can't be interviewed by Alex Jones. You just fucking can't. Alex Jones is InfoWars.
Is InfoWars.
Sorry.
Yeah.
God damn.
WorldNet Daily refers to as a GOP legend. GOP legend quits Congress with a message for America.
Well, what? She's a legend, okay. What legislation did she author?
Nothing. That's another thing.
What's she famous for?
Nothing. Being stupid. Being wrong. Here she is. Listen to this. Try to think stupid so you can understand what she's saying.
They want their agenda to succeed. I took them on with their agenda, and I.
She's talking about us, their agenda. Ryan. She's talking about the left, the evil. Liberals, the progressives.
I took on their agenda.
She took us on. She's giving her post-mortem of her.
Listen to the way she talks.
Her battle during the her tenure here, and you know all the dragons she fought.
She shut
and
down the government.
I think she sponsored like 0.0 legislation.
She's from Minnesota.
Yeah,
she's from the same state as Al Franken. Do you think they have lunch and hang out together?
Sure. I'm sure he fucks her.
Did you, by the way, I'm so sorry. Did you hear Al Franken? Oh, we talked about this. He laughed when he was interviewed by someone. I think it was on MSNBC. They're like, hey, do you hang out with Mitch McConnell? Are you guys friends? Right. He's like, oh yeah, we hang out
all the time.
We have lunch all the time. Really? No.
He's like, no.
Fuck yeah. No.
Here she is.
They want their agenda to succeed. I took them on with their agenda, and I went to the heart of whatever it was that they wanted to advance and tried to take it apart through evidence-based arguments, and they don't like that. When
what? Evidence-based argument has she ever want?
Listen to that, though. She is this close to slipping into one of those, you know, like when those Miss America pageant chicks, when they start answering the question, and then they just, it's as if you think, I think they just get lost in the words. I think they kind of have a point when they start, but then I think
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because
she opens with U.S.
Maybe
Americans.
Not. Maybe, yeah. Maybe she never had an idea. U.S. Americans! I want to be clear! U.S. Americans? What could that mean? Is she just dumb? U.S. Americans?
She's nervous.
You can't
She's from South Carolina.
You can't just play a little bit of that. This is my favorite thing. Play it. Come on. You can't just play a little bit of it.
U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our...
Some
but it doesn't make any sense. She says, I believe that some U.S. Americans refuse to do so. Refuse to do what?
What the fuck are you trying to...
Trying to figure out.
Should we play, is it Bachmann or pageant?
Yeah.
Idiot? I mean, you can't.
The music gives it away. But yeah, if you put that music behind a Michelle Bachmann speech,
who could tell?
You wouldn't fucking know.
Who could tell? Here's more of Michelle talking about how she vanquished the people on the left with all of her facts.
I vanquish them.
Her facts.
Arguments, and they don't like that. When the left argues, they argue from emotionalism. They don't argue from a logical, linear point of view. And
emotionalism.
This is the woman who was invoking Moses.
What does emotionalism mean? Is that a word? That's not a word.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that,
but she has so here's some more. Here, listen to her while you're looking that up.
I take them on at their false premises. That's the best way to defeat them, by the way. Defeat them with evidence and defeat them with their false premises. And I did that. And you do pay a price. I became a target for them. But so what? I mean, why else am I here?
I ask her to please cite a reference. When she has won an argument based on facts.
I mean, Did she play Jeopardy with rocks or something? I get what she's saying, though, kind of like these right wing nut jobs, they complain because, you know, people make fun of them. But, you know, when you say incredibly stupid things and you're, you know, in the Congress, we're going to make fun of you. That's just the way it is.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and...
Okay, I can't.
What's wrong with South Africa? Like, why don't they know anything? By the way, emotionalism exists. Emotionalism, in its meaning as a research paradigm, refers to an approach to conducting research studies that provides a gateway to understanding people's experiences.
Okay, not what Michelle Bachmann was talking
about.
Through the
use of social inquiry methodology such as...
You're talking about a method of ciphering, of using logic.
I feel like Miss America reading that.
Joining me now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of
Here's the rest of Michelle Bachmann outsmarting the left.
I was here to advance the cause of liberty and freedom, and I'm glad that I did what I did. It does come at a price. You know, the Republican Party always gets a bad rap because there's not as many women that are in elective office, but it's a tough business. It is public humiliation, public ridicule, constant criticism when you're in public office if you take on the left.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
If you say something, if you say stupid shit all the time, yes, people
right.
make fun of you. I mean, they just do.
If you didn't say ridiculous, batshit, lunatic
could not
stuff.
With a goat.
Yeah, and on top of that, your husband has a pray the gay away camp. I mean, you're just a joke.
So, meanwhile...
Will you bomb Iran?
Right-Wing Watch felt compelled to point out, go to rightwingwatch.org, that the Associated Press... This is the best way to defeat them, by the way. Defeat them with evidence and defeat them with their false premises. And I did that. The Associated Press, it says, whose chief fact checker has gone on record saying that his job required, quote, a self-imposed Michelle Bachmann quota because she made so many bullshit false claims and statements.
What does that mean? He said, he's like, I'm not doing another
he's
one.
He's the fact checker. He's like, it's Thursday. I can't. It's a day ending in Y. We can't do another Bachmann quote.
Are you
today.
Telling me they needed to hire people on like you do if you're a department store for the holiday season?
There's only so many people.
Temporary help. I mean, that must be disconcerting if you're the guy for Right Wing Watch and you come to work and you're like, I don't.
This is Associated Press.
Oh,
I mean, this
oh
isn't
that's
even,
real.
This isn't like some crazy. I mean, according to the right, it would be a crazy liberal.
The right wing. Listen, right wing. The Right Wing Watch, they do an incredible service to this country. I don't give a shit.
But one of the editors at AP who oversees their fact-checking said, joked, we have to have a self-imposed Michelle Bachmann quota.
Only 20 a day, okay?
He said, there wasn't, he joked, he said, there's an actual numerical quota. It's just that they went back and vetted all her claims that looked dicey. If we did, the result would overload the debate story. She was just prone to statements that just didn't add up.
Well, okay, that she's not lying. He's saying they just didn't make any fucking sense.
That they were just like, we can't. We don't have enough manpower.
Well, that's tough. I just couldn't listen to her anymore. She's making me nuts.
PolitiFact, by the way, also.
Yeah. They get tired, too.
Voted in 2012 that Michelle Bachmann had by far the worst record of any candidate in 2012 when it came to making accurate statements.
What was the worst record
by far?
I would love to see the numbers. Like, what percentage of statements did she make that are bullshit? I guess that's impossible to quantify. Good God. I mean, they must...
But no, don't forget, she's defeating us
right
with her evidence. And defeating us with their false premises.
Yeah, you know, it does sound like she's defeating all these fact checkers. She's burning them out. She's burning them out.
It's amazing. You can just say, no, it isn't.
I mean, the guys.
That fire burns. No, it doesn't.
I mean, we think, you're right. We think it's funny, right? I mean, we're just making fun of it. But if it's your actual job in the morning, like I have, when she was running for president, I was like, I have 78 Michelle Bachmann statements that I kind of have to take seriously and check the validity of, but they're stupid.
72% were mostly false or lower.
That, how many?
What, 72%?
Whoa.
Followed by Newt Gingrich with 62. This was the clown car in 2012.
Newt.
And Texas Governor Rick Perry with 50. She also ranked as first for the largest share of pants on fire ratings.
What is that? Liar,
that's the
liar.
Worst, biggest liar. Yeah, pants on fire is, you're crazy. There's no truth to it. You lie.
By the way, when you said Rick Perry's at 50-something, I almost was like, hey, good job, buddy.
Only 50%. You only got it wrong half the time.
Newt Gingrich is evil because he's not dumb.
Oh, he's not.
He is not dumb.
He doesn't care. He was on a.
I'm selling shitloads of books.
As I, you know, I'm here for this debate. I want to save America. But as I said in my last book, Newt Gingrich Saves America, which is available on Amazon and on iTunes and on newtgingrich.com.
Calling all stupid people, buy my novel.
Ron Paul had the largest percentage of true statements.
Oh, good for him. He's still an asshole.
Romney and Santorum were tied for second with 23% of true statements.
That's a lot, though. I mean, that you got to admit, 20% of what Romney said was bullshit, and he ran for, you know.
20% was true. Those were the true numbers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's
true, mostly true, half true. Mostly false, and pants on fire is on PolitiFact.
What's Elizabeth Warren's?
They're
rating?
All kind of in the spectrum. Ron Paul, though, I'm looking at it. Ron Paul had most of the true and had very, very little pants on fire or false.
Okay,
good
you
for him.
You libertarian lunatics out there, that
Michelle Bachmann.
I mean, that's a lot, dude.
She's out of her mind.
Don't vote for Ron Paul only because that scene in what was that movie with Sacha Baron Cohen? Where he plays the
Bruno,
where Bruno comes on to Ron Paul and Ron Paul freaks out like a little fucking bitch. Yeah. I don't want to be touched by that queer.
I think he did better than you would expect him, though. But he did.
But it, no, dude.
I think he's queer. Wasn't that it or something? I mean, I think he's a queer.
He was scared. Relax, stupid.
He just wants to fuck you.
Nah, yeah. And by the way, you have to know. You have to know he's kidding.
Before we go here, we got to wrap things up reading from this PolitiFact story from the 2012 election. Bachmann also had a streak going. Her truth-o-meter report card became a hot topic for the New York Times and national press when her first 13 ratings that they did were either false or pants on fire. She had a streak going.
So she was she went through a stage where she didn't say anything that was true.
Right. And then they said the 14th was still mostly false.
Fuck it,
so
man.
She moved up to mostly false.
Damn.
There we go. Michelle Bachmann, we're going to miss you. We're sure you'll be around. But goddamn, we are going to miss you with that entertainment and all that stuff. So we are wrapping up our Thursday edition.
Yes.
Of Crab Diving Live, 3:56 p.m. on the West Coast. Thanks for listening to us. If it ain't that time, you just listen to a rerun. There may be another one right after this. There may not. Right now, if you're listening live, there'll be a rerun of The Cantilinguist at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Puff, puff, pass.
7 p.m. tonight, The Hollywood Hick, followed at 8 p.m. by The Daily Upper Decker, followed at 9 p.m. by the rerun of the Morning Wood Show from this morning. If you don't get it this morning, get your morning wood at night.
The wood is good.
Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Don't forget, we're on Facebook. We're on Google+. We're on Instagram. We're all over the place. Share, love, spread the crabs. We're even on fucking Pinterest.
Shut up.
Don't forget Ryan Pfeiffer back in Los Angeles. We'll be doing some comedy soon.
Oh, yes. All over the place.
Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter. Find out where and when.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
Why, thank you very much. And don't forget, everything and everything about us is available at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Have a great Thursday.
La Resistance!
Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some
people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our.
Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.